plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a great atmosphere, great menu, the chicken wings are amazing, and if you happen to be looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, maybe, for example, you might be going to a concert in Malahide Castle. Well, this is a perfect base for you, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? As you will be aware, for much of the month of June and into July, Pride events and Pride parades have been taking place the length and breadth of the country. And it is an annual event celebrating diversity, celebrating the LGBTQ plus community in this country. And it's something that has grown bigger and bigger every single year.
Which is great.
To the point that there are now Pride parades in different parts of the country, not just in Dublin. And one example of a part of the country that has its own Pride parade now is County Wicklow. And the Wicklow Pride Parade takes place at the beginning of July, and a number of other events being held around Wicklow Pride.
And but as well, and it's important to note this, every year when Pride comes along, there's a section of society who ask the same question every year. Why do we need Pride? Why do we need Pride? Why did they need a Pride Parade? Why did they need Pride March? Why did they need a month of Pride? Today's topic will actually prove why we do need Pride. Mm. And I mentioned this a couple of months ago on this podcast, and I got lambasted for it. I said that there are a huge section of this population that are homophobic, and people were like, no, that's not true. And I said, well, just look at the results for the same-sex marriage referendum. There were tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people who voted against same-sex marriage. You look at any of the comments.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they're homophobic now, but
no. But you look at any of the commentary online about, like, I saw on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, the Gardaí put up a photograph of their Pride Jeeps.
And in fact, the Dublin Fire Brigade did the same
thing.
They've
had for years, but those Gardaí Jeeps have been around for about 5 years. And oh my God, the comments underneath it were just, so we do need, for those of you who want to know why we need a Pride Parade, this topic today will prove why we need a Pride Parade.
Okay, so as I said, in County Wicklow, they have their own Pride event. It's called Wicklow Pride, and the parade takes place on the 6th of July. But there are other events surrounding the whole organisation of Wicklow Pride, one of which has had to be cancelled. And we're going to try and find out why this has happened. And I'm joined on the line by Patrick, who is the chair of Wicklow Pride. Patrick, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thanks very much, gents. Thanks a million. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so explain to me, if you will, the event that was to have taken place this coming Sunday in Newtown Mount Kennedy in County Wicklow and has now had to be cancelled. What was that event?
Yeah, so basically the event was a rainbow disco. As part of our committee, we decided to have a youth ambassador for Wicklow Pride, who primarily is to represent Wicklow Pride and to reach out to the younger people within the community. So our youth ambassador came up with an idea to hold a rainbow disco, so to create a safe space for members for teen members of the LGBTQIA plus community to come along and just be themselves and have a dance and then go home at the end of the day. That's okay. Really what it was all designed for.
Okay, so this event was to take place on Sunday in Newtown Mount Kennedy Community Centre. What age group was it for, and how many were you expecting?
It was for 13 to 16 year old age group. So we were expecting about 200 to attend it. Initially, ticket sales had been slow, but they had kind of picked up over the last week. So we were looking at about 200 people. 200 teenagers to attend it.
Okay, so this is an was to be an event to include young people that may be finding their sexuality or maybe want to support a friend that might be gay or whatever, but it was to make young people feel included, basically.
100%, yes. Now, it was open to everybody. We were advertising the event as an LGBTQIA plus and ally friendly event. So everyone was welcome to it. It wasn't only for members of the LGBT community. So this was just to create a safe space that, as I said, that they could feel like they could be themselves without judgment and so forth. But unfortunately, we've had to postpone it to another day.
That's obviously what we want to talk about. This event, you released a press statement earlier on today saying, unfortunately, Wicklow Pride has come to the decision to postpone our much anticipated Rainbow Disco. Why have you decided to postpone this disco for 13 to 16-year-olds?
So basically, we had started to receive online threats of a protest taking place at the event. Whether these are idle threats or serious threats, the fact of the matter is that this event was specifically for young people. And our main objective here is to protect the young members of our community. So we straight away decided to postpone event to another time, which we still have to decide and discuss on. But we just feel like we can't allow the risk of a protest taking place in Newtown, Mount Kennedy at this. And with the recent protests taking place, they can be quite aggressive.
So okay, and we have seen some fairly ugly protesting in Newtown in recent weeks and months. Do you believe that these threats of protests are coming from local people or this kind of far-right element that have hijacked the likes of the protest at Newtown?
Well, I can't say it, to be honest with you, because I'm not from Newtown, so I don't know the people involved. And I've been keeping a kind of close eye on all of the interactions online. So as far as I'm concerned, whether they're part of the right-wing movement or not, they're still just real threats, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, as the chair, I brought to the committee that we just need to take the welfare of young people into play here, and we can't risk their mental health and any sort of harassment in any shape or form. So
now, some of you say that in your statement that you faced threats of protests from some of the residents in Newtown while enduring malicious accusations of being paedophiles and groomers. Who's saying that?
Yes. These are all it's all to do with social media and specifically on X, former Twitter, you know, is where these hate comments are coming from. And, you know, we've had just people, I've had private messages from people saying, get out of Wicklow, you're all a bunch of paedophiles, all you want to do is groom these children and warp their minds, etc., etc.
Okay, so the implication that some of these loonies are making is that an event like this, which is for young people who are basically finding themselves, you're being accused of organising an event like that because you're paedophiles and groomers. My God.
Exactly. And it's 2024, you know, we don't need that. You know, we should be beyond that. You know, Ireland had come on lease. I'm probably saying words here now that because I'm still quite angry about the whole thing. But like 2015 was a great year for Ireland. You know, marriage equality was brought in, absolutely fantastic. But we're just noticing over the last number of years that we seem to be going back steps. You know, we keep seem to be going backwards. And it is the whole right wing movement, I think, that it is, you know, leading the way on this. But it's just crazy, you know. It's sad. It's so sad. And, and we've had messages from young people who were going to this event,
and now can't because of hate.
Because of hate, yes. And we've received messages even from some of the parents that are basically stating that you know, my child now feels unsafe. And these are members of the community that actually live within Newtown Mount Kennedy. Obviously, they're going to be affected more so because it's coming, the direct hate is coming directly from there. You know, I'm not saying that we don't get hate from any other part of County Wicklow, but this at this moment in time, it's all coming from Newtown Mount Kennedy.
Can you explain to me, Patrick, about the very sinister note that was put through a letterbox of one of your committee members?
Yeah. So somebody approached one of the committee members' home and just put a note through the door, basically, with the same vile accusations that we had mentioned earlier, which is just absolutely appalling and completely crossing the line. So, you know, as a committee, we've stuck together and we've been talking to the member of the committee and, you know, supporting them. And, you know, today we have a fire under our belt now to make things happen, and just to keep going and bring an amazing event on the 6th of July.
Which, of course, is your main day. Pride parade in County Wicklow,
Wicklow Town.
Yes, yeah. which I believe had was fabulous last year, was widely supported. Sure. But again, what has happened to your group in having to postpone this teenage disco for young gay people? What that proves, as we said earlier on, is the need to have Pride events.
Yes, one of the questions that we constantly get asked, and more so at this time of the year because obviously June being Pride Month, and you know, there's a lot of Pride events that happen throughout the country and throughout the world, even in July and August and even, you know, in May. So it's like, I know June is specifically marketed as Pride Month, but the one question we get asked constantly is why do you need Pride? Why are you having a Pride Parade? You don't need it now because you've got marriage equality. Mm. But what happened yesterday is just a prime example. You know, like this has just come to the public's mind, into the public forum now about what happened yesterday. But it is something that's continuous, that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And people are still living in fear. Whether they're young or old, there's still a number of people out there that contact us that look for a safe space that they can meet people without being judged or without feeling like that they can be harassed in any shape or form. Mm. So, like, it's still an issue, but it's just sad. You know, okay,
you mentioned yourself, Patrick, that having marriage equality was a great step forward for the gay community, but you feel in recent years that we're actually going backwards.
If you just look at the comments, you were just mentioning some of the comments on X and on Facebook about this event, and I'm just going to read out some of the comments. So Dublin Live posted this story, and no, I'm not blaming Dublin Live for this, they posted the story, and some of the commentary on it, so I'll read out a couple of the messages. This one's from Trish. Maybe if it wasn't for the fact that they're trying to confuse our children at such an early age. I mean, does that woman know anything about coming out? Obviously hasn't clue. And then I love the way they always qualify things by saying at the end, but I have gay family members. Then another one is threats and safety concerns for the innocent children, more like it. Let them go to nursing homes with their antics. And then this one, which is quite sinister as well, from a fella called Robbie. They always have the Irish flags as well as their profiles. The groomers are upset. Yeah. The groomers are upset. So these people see you as groomers. Now, I don't know what they thought you were going to do during this event, that you were going to line all these people up in this hall and literally brainwash them into being gay. Like, it's bizarre. It really is.
Yeah, like I could just rant and rave and just say things that are just going to be non-productive for the whole situation. But you know, everyone's entitled to their opinions, but these are just inciting hate. It's inciting hate. It's trying to create a reaction and trying to create a buzz around it. That, you know, I'm fully convinced that if we turned up on the 30th of June that there would be protesters there. I'm really convinced. And I know from the committee point of view that we are making the right decision, obviously, because we're protecting the young people.
No, and that is ultimately why you've made that decision, to protect the young people. It is horrific to think that people would have turned up to have a protest outside a teenage disco, for God's sake. It beggars belief, in fact. But I completely understand why you've made that decision. But there's a part of me that thinks
you gave in to them.
The bigots are winning.
Do you know what? That has been pointed out to us as well. And you know, in all fairness to Newtown Community Centre, they tried to convince us to do it. But if this was an adult event, we would have no problem. Absolutely no problem. You know,
it wasn't. This is an event for 13 to 16 year olds, and the last thing you want a 13 to 16 year old to witness is hate filled bigotry outside the door of the of the centre.
But it's all called, if you look at some of the commentary online, it's all caused by far right elements who called the rainbow flag the paedophile flag. I mean, that's disgusting to say that. And they also claim that the majority of gay people are against this whole LGBTQI movement, which is what they call it, and that there's a break-off now. There's gay people who don't accept the whole pride thing, and there's a small minority of people like yourselves who wave that flag. No, I don't believe that's the case. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, Adrian, about people being triggered by rainbow flags in the workplace. Like, it's bizarre. How you'd be triggered by that?
So let me find Patrick. Just finally, you mentioned that you feel that homophobia, whether it's being driven by these far right nutters or not, but homophobia appears to be on the increase. And in fact, we saw an incident, for example, in the Phoenix Park only a couple of days ago. Do you believe that that is the case? That there is a rise in homophobia in Ireland?
There is, and I suppose you've hit the nail on the head there as well about the fact that it's driven by the right wing movement. There definitely is. Like, I mean, only a couple of years ago, you had the murders in Sligo, you know, and you've had people, you know, there's been homophobic attacks, you know, up until recently, even in the Phoenix Park. So it looks like there's an increase, and there's a lot that goes unreported. You know, even from speaking to members of the public privately and members of the queer community privately who have been, you know, kind of jeered and laughed at or comments mentioned as they walk down the street. It's still happening. You know, I'm living in Arklow here in Wicklow, and, you know, I haven't witnessed it really. Years ago, yes, absolutely. But now, like, I am a very welcome member of the community here in Arklow. And, you know, it's, you know, you still get the one or two right-wing people that would make the comments as well. But overall in Arklow in particular, it feels like a safe place. Now, that's just me personally. Somebody else might be treated differently. But, I just... You know, to answer your question, it seems to be increasing and increasing more and more. And it's all the more reason as to why we have Pride and why we're going to be marching in Wicklow Town on July 6th.
And then finally, you say that this teenage disco for 13 to 16 year olds that was to be held in Newtown Mount Kennedy is being postponed. Do you see a time where you will actually run this event?
Do you know what? We have to discuss that in more detail as a committee. In brief, we discussed it yesterday, but it's definitely not cancelled. It's going to happen. Whether it's going to happen in Newtown Mount Kennedy or somewhere else in Wicklow, but we're definitely going to do it because we need to create a safe space for young people to be who they are.
Good to talk to you, Patrick. It's a pity it's under these circumstances, but... hopefully you do get to hold your event again. Patrick Bracken is the chair of Wicklow Pride. Patrick, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on the Opinions Matter podcast. We're back in just one moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Hi, yes.
Now, Jessica, what did you want to say on this?
On one hand, I'm sad that I got cancelled, but on the other hand... The bigots, when they talk, they shout. They are a loud bunch. They're the type of bunch that would love to see people like me lobotomized to see what's going on in our heads. And when they start screaming pedophile and groomer, like, it actually just makes me regret coming out.
It makes you regret coming out?
Oh.
Why, Jessica?
Because it's the stares. They look at you as if you're less than a human or something. And like, sometimes I even think to myself, as much as I love Kira, I love with all my heart, sometimes I just think it would be easier if I just left her and was by myself. That's how much they actually get to people sometimes.
What age were you when you realised you were gay?
I was 18, about going on 19.
Okay, so that's quite old. Some people are 11, 12 at that age. Do you think... had you come out at 11 or 12, it would have been harder for you.
Probably because I was in an all-girls school, and if I had done that in an all-girls school, I would have been treated like a social piranha.
Which is what's sad about this, because the organisers of this Rainbow Disco wanted to create an environment where 15-year-old, and I mean, I don't know what these people, these sickos, think would have been going on at this disco. They literally think that there was going to be brainwashing going on. The fact of the matter,
I don't know what goes through the head. They hear Pride, and they hear when you hear Pride, some people think that it's going to be like 50 Shades of Grey shit. It's as far from that as you can get. I don't know what goes on in their deprived minds, but yeah, they're the ones who point fingers at people like me and say, "Oh, well, yous are the deprived ones. Yous aren't normal."
And when you hear of an event like this, a teenage disco for young people that may be identifying as, you know, they're finding themselves basically, and as was described, to have a safe space for them to be themselves. When you hear that they've had to cancel this disco because of hate, I was fascinated with one of your comments earlier on, Jessica, where you say it's not really worth the hassle of coming out as a teenager.
Because it's not, because you have idiots out there. You think that in 2024 things are different, that it's a more progressive time. It's far from it. Just because we've equality in marriage, that honestly doesn't mean jack shit. Like I said, I'm literally 25. I regret doing it now.
And is it not getting any easier for you, no?
No. Don't get me wrong, I would love to see homophobia stamped out. I would love to see it been gone and rid of. But sadly, it's like bullying. It's never going to go away. But if you walk down the street with your partner, there's no one bats an eyelid.
No.
Me and Kira do it, we get looked at as if we're aliens or something. Do you know how hard it is to do that every day?
So what would you say to the people who organise this rainbow event, adults who organised, who are being accused of being paedophiles and groomers? They're trying to sexualise children. They go on about this gay agenda. I don't know what the gay agenda is. I've never heard. Nobody can tell me what the gay agenda is, by the way. But what would you say to those people who believe that adults who organise LGBTQ events are grooming children?
I would say look into doing it again and have security in case something happens, because you can't run the risk of letting the nut job stand outside.
And that is, that is the reason that they ultimately postponed this event, because they didn't want, they genuinely believed that a protest was going to happen, and they didn't want young people to have to witness a protest like this outside.
No, they shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have to.
But you would urge the committee to... to organise it again.
If they have tough security, yeah, I don't see why not. Because then if someone tries kicking off outside, you'll have someone there at the door or whatever to go outside and say, knock it off. You'll have someone there guarding the kids.
Again, Jessica, I have to say I find it very sad to hear a young woman like you saying that you almost regret coming out because of the sort of hate that you still get.
Well, that's the bigotry and homophobia for it. I thought I was out loud and proud until I had a long thing to myself, and I just think, is it worth the hassle? Sometimes you have a target painted on your back day in, day out, all because you just want to exist.
Stay there for a second, Jessica. Our number is 085-825-2626. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you? Jeremy, what 11 or 12-year-old is gay?
Well, I don't know any personal ones, but plenty.
Exactly. So what are you saying, that they come out gay at 11 or 12? Has that been proven?
Yeah, there actually has. I'm just looking at the research here from the States. 59% of people...
There you go, the States. There's not the States, there's Ireland.
Well, no, homosexuality is homosexuality regardless of what country it's in. 59% of people knew they were gay between the ages of 10 and 19. I can go into the research if you want. It says at the age of 10 and 11 and 12, children notice differences within themselves related to their sexuality.
Differences.
Yeah, in other words, a 12-year-old boy, some of his mates could be saying, "Oh, I fancy that girl." And that's and I, have you ever spoken to a gay person, by the way, Sean? Have you ever actually interacted with a gay person?
Oh, yeah, I have friends that are gay, yeah.
Yeah, but there you so you know from talking to them. I know from talking to some of my gay friends, they knew they were gay at the age of 10, 11, 12. And the reason they knew it is they would be looking at television and they would be looking at men in a different way that they'd be looking at women that were on the television. It could be something as small as that. Why are you shocked that a 12 year old might know about their sexuality at that young an age?
I don't think they should.
What do you mean? You can't.
You don't think they should? What does that even mean, Sean?
I don't think they should be getting, like, they shouldn't know anything at that age.
Jesus, Sean, I don't know how naive you were as a kid. I had my first kiss with a girl when I was 12.
So did you know, I assume you're straight, Sean, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you fancy girls at 11, 12?
I'm sure I did, but I wasn't doing anything, like.
But it doesn't matter, but you still knew.
But I'm telling you, I had my first kiss when I was 12.
Yep.
Kiss with a girl.
Did you know at the age of 11, Sean, that you were interested in girls, that you found girls attractive?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so why do you find
why the difference then?
Yeah, why do you find it hard to believe that an 11-year-old would know that he doesn't fancy girls?
Because that's different.
How is it different?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know where you're going with this, Sean, because when I was 13, I was at a teenage disco. We're talking about a teenage disco.
You just said 12.
No, but when I was 12, I had my first kiss. When I was 13, I was at my first teenage disco and having a kiss at that as well. The point I'm trying to make to you, Sean, is what is the difference? This is an event that was being organised for 13 to 16-year-old people to as a safe space for them to get together with like-minded people as teenagers. What is wrong with that?
So would you let your children go with, like, a woman in bikini dancing all over them?
What sort of a teenage disco do you think this is?
Exactly. It's the same thing. Drag queens, all that.
There was no drag queens.
There was going to be a teenage disco for 13 to 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
But hang on, no, even getting into the drag queens, no, I'm not a fan of drag queens myself. Last year on holiday, Sean, the place we were staying in the bar one of the nights, there was a drag queen. It was a fella who was pretending to be, what was your woman's name? Shirley Bassey. There was a fella dressed up as a woman singing Shirley Bassey songs, and my kids were in the bar when that happened. Now,
your kid?
Yeah, the hotel was packed with kids, yeah, yeah.
So you let your kids be exposed to drag queens?
Why, what do you think the drag queen was doing? Yeah, singing bloody Shirley Bassey songs?
Well, that's all he was doing, yeah. To be honest with you. Sorry, what do you think was going on? I think you have a very mixed up view of what about drag. So you think the drag queen was up on the stage whipping his Mickey out? Is that what you think it was?
Go on Twitter. Look what everyone's saying.
No.
What everyone's saying about it.
I don't give a fuck about Twitter. We're having this conversation here.
Fuck Twitter.
Twitter's a cesspit. Absolute cesspit. We're talking to you. What? Because, by the way, this again was a teenage disco for 13 to 16-year-olds. I'm asking you, what is wrong with having a teenage disco for 13 to 16-year-old young gay people?
Because they shouldn't be exposed to it. Their parents are pretty forcing them to go because they think they're a bit gay.
They shouldn't be exposed to it? What are you even talking about?
Because there's other kids there that might not know what they're doing, and they might. And 13 to 16 is a very huge age range. Adrian, very huge, a very big difference between a 13 and 16 year old.
Anytime I was at a teenage disco, it was for that same age group when I was younger. And when my kids went to teenage discos.
Not any experiences I have, anyway. It's normally 13 to 14, 15 to 16.
So do you believe at 14 somebody knows that they're gay?
Like, no.
Sean, I have to be honest with you, and I don't say this lightly, you're a bit of a fucking clown, to be honest. You really are. You're more mixed up than most of the callers that we've ever spoken on the show. You are completely.
Like, they might think they're gay, but they can't make a formal decision until they're 18.
Oh my god.
Jessica was telling us a while ago how one of the worst things she ever did in her life was to come out. Jessica, what do you make of that sort of attitude?
I don't even know what to say. I actually feel like I'm losing brain cells. Like, I'm sorry, Sean, have you ever heard of a thing called puberty? That's what kind of drives your emotions and feelings towards certain people. Or are you just...
Yeah, you're not done puberty until you're an adult.
You don't... Are you...
You're not done puberty until you're an adult.
And when do you start? When do you start? Yeah, exactly. So shut the fuck up.
Sean, maybe you were...
A lesbian getting angry.
There's no need for the insults, Sean.
Well, she's the one insulting me.
because you have a lack of intelligence that it's actually hilarious. You're there saying, like, oh, they shouldn't know what it is at 13, whatever.
But you seem not to make the connection.
You seem to miss the connection that when you start puberty, that's when you start having feelings towards people. But you're clearly not making that connection because you must be, as Jeremy said, a fucking clown. You're a fucking idiot.
No, obviously, yeah, but, like, you don't fully know until you're fully done puberty. Like you might have an idea, but you don't.
Sean, the only thing I can understand out of this is you must have been a very late developer. That's all I can say about you, because I knew full well when
still,
I was 14.
Still developing, to be honest.
I knew full well when I was 14, 15, 16, what I was into, that I was into women, and...
Yeah. I remember watching, sounds stupid now, but watching Baywatch when I was a preteen.
And
looking at Pamela Anderson on the telly and going, I want a bit of that. So that's how I knew, because I didn't look at David Hasselhoff the same way, that's how I knew that I fancied women. And that was at 12 years of age, maybe even
anyway,
younger.
The bottom line is, Sean, you don't see any need to be holding a teenage disco for 13 to 16-year-old gay people.
Well, I don't have a problem with gay people or lesbian people. The thing that I'm worried about is they might, when they go to that disco, people might talk, they might get ideas, and they might think of becoming trans, and that's where it all starts. It all starts with gay and then going to discos and all that at a young age, and you develop too soon.
That's ridiculous. My father, when I was a kid, brought me to see Man United in Old Trafford. I didn't become a Man United fan. So it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's watching football, you're not actively, the only thing you do at a disco is talk to people.
You think someone's sexuality can be changed because of their surroundings at a disco.
100%, yeah.
So if I let my kid go to that disco, there's a chance that my son, after going to that rainbow disco, he would wake up on Monday morning and go, by the way, I'm gay now. Why are you gay? Oh, well, I went to the rainbow disco. I like
yeah.
that. Jesus.
Mind-boggling. Stay there. I want to bring in David on this.
To that plonker that thinks 12 or 13-year-olds don't know what they are at that age, he's an absolute gobshite. He knew at 12 and 13 he liked women, didn't he? I bet you at 8 or 9 he knew he liked women. I knew at about 7 or 8, I was gay. I didn't know the word was gay. I didn't know what it meant to be gay, but things were happening. Things happened downstairs. In certain instances, when I was playing football or even in change rooms and stuff like that, and I sort of questioned myself, why is this happening? And at an 8, 9-year-old, you're confused. You don't know why this shit is happening. But at the end of the day, it was happening because I was fucking gay. So this gobshite that goes around thinking that 12, 13-year-olds don't know what they are and that this whole thing is to groom them, to turn them into gay, go get an education, you absolute leaving cert dropout.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Sean, do you want to respond to that message I played a moment ago from David, who knew himself when he was younger that he was gay?
Well, that's impossible.
That's impossible. You're after hearing from a gay man that he knew when he was younger that he was gay.
And Adrian, there's a thing called lying as well, I hope you know. He's probably just saying that the stupid
This is a gay fellow who doesn't know his own mind, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Thomas, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Thomas?
Lads, how's things? This fella's got extremely low IQ by the sounds of him. He's not making any points.
It's impossible. That's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah.
What do you make firstly about this teenage disco for 13 to 16-year-olds that has had to be postponed because of threats of protests and hate?
Scott has been telling everyone the whole time when the new milk thing happened. That group of people protest against migrants are the same people that migrants first, then gays, then women. That's usually how it goes in every country. That's the far right. Don't like anyone. They hate everyone, and they'd call anyone that disagrees with them a traitor. This fella's spouting nonsense. He's spouting nonsense, assuming other people are lying. It's a very strange thing to do.
Well, there you go, Sean. You're talking absolute nonsense.
Well, see this fella coming out with all the far right stuff. What's far right to you? What does far right mean to you? In your own words.
There's a lot of things that encompass being far right, and I'd say two of them are ethno-nationalism and being homophobic, which you are. You think discos are grooming kids, whereas, by the way, are you Catholic, my friend?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not sure.
So what do you think about the Bible being in schools? And the Bible is, you know, Bible can groom anyone. There's talks of rape in the Bible. There's talks of many different things. What do you think about Bible?
Sure, I don't care. I agree with kids being taught the Quran, all different religions and all.
Yeah, so if you're in favour of one thing, with grooming, you can call it grooming. Why not be in favour of the other thing that you call grooming, by the way, which isn't. It's people having a good time, and straight people are invited to that thing, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, but you can get taken out of religion. It's easy. You can tell your teacher or your kids that you want to be taken out. You want your kids taken out.
Man, you've gone down the rabbit hole, I think. I think you've gone down the rabbit hole, and you have to get out. There's still time to get out. There's still time to be happy, go outside and like people and love life. And I hope you do that. You're sending us back to the caveman days with that mentality, my friend.
I don't know if you're hearing this, Sean.
I think he knows. He knows he's kind of been brainwashed now at this stage. There's a lot of people.
Brainwashed by who?
Brainwashed by them Twitter pages spreading propaganda. Brainwashed by fucking Alex Jones. I bet he's your most watched history on your phone, Alex Jones. I can guarantee you that. Just by the way you're speaking. Do you think water turns
I have no problem with gay or lesbian people. When it gets to trans, I don't agree with. And that's how it develops at a young age.
Well, let's take a step back then. Do you agree with the protest that happened in Newmount Kennedy then?
Do we agree with the protest? What protest?
The planned protest outside this planned teenage protest, disco.
Yeah.
Okay. By who? You know?
I don't know who it was by. Stop sneaking around the question. Just answer the question directly. Do you condone that? Do you condemn that? The planned protest.
See, I only agree with it if it's held peacefully.
Sorry, would you be in support of a protest if this event had gone ahead? A teenage disco for 13 to 16-year-olds. Would you support a protest being held outside that disco?
110%.
Targeting 13 to 16-year-olds. Well, you look, absolute one thing, clown.
One thing this doesn't...
No, targeting the organisers of the event.
No, man, look, right. One thing you need to realise is I see your type complaining about migrants, talking about backward countries, backward cultures. I reckon you would like Sharia law. You would love Sharia law because you don't like them kind of people. You don't like freedom and you don't like freedom of expression. And if you see now, even if there's a picture I've seen today of a man wearing a skirt, the comments are unreal. He's not bothering you. He's not bothering anyone. And here I have to jump off. But if anyone wants to debate me, I'm on Twitter, factual_speak. Thomas is my name, yeah? Fuck the far right.
Oh, we've lost. Who do we lose there?
Thomas,
we lost Thomas. Oh, okay. Emma sent us this message.
Sean, I'm just curious. The day you turned 18, did you make the formal decision to be straight? Is that what happened? Jesus, that's fucking crazy, isn't it?
Is that what happened with you, Sean? You waited until you were 18 and you woke up on your 18th birthday and said, woohoo, I'm straight.
No.
But that's what you want gay people to do, or that's what you believe gay people should do.
No, see, there's a difference because I don't want, like, you don't fully know till you're like properly gay until you're 18, I think, till you're fully developed. You might have hints that you might be gay or lesbian. You might like notice change. I obviously agree with that, but you can't fully know you're 100% gay until you're 18.
Did you know you were 100% straight when you were 18?
Yeah.
How?
Because honestly, I still wasn't happy. I was attracted to women.
But somebody who is gay can't be attracted to the same sex when they're 15 or 16 or 17.
Oh, they can, but they can't fully 100% know until they're 18. Same with a straight person. They don't know. They can't fully form a decision until they're 18. That's all I think.
And something magical happens when you turn 18, does it? You're making less sense by the minute. I want to bring in Mark on this.
Sean's son sums up the level of intelligence to people that have a problem with that disco. I knew at like 10 that I like girls. So does everybody else know who they like from that kind of age. Man's a fool.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Darren has a message for us.
Oh, here's this clown, Thomas. Far-right Thomas. He must be Anthony's brother. And does everyone realise homophobic... A phobia means to be scared of something. So, like, people aren't afraid of gays. I think the word they're looking for is xenophobic. Get that clown off the air.
Oh, they're coming out of the woodwork today. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
How's it going, man? Can you hear me okay?
Well, can I hear you perfectly? What did you want to say?
I'd love to know when this lad found out and discovered that he was straight at what age. As, like, I knew pretty much as a very, very young girl that I was girls. I have gay friends that knew from a very, very young age that they liked boys. And some like girls.
Well, according to Sean, you can't know these things until you turn 18. You can't know for certain.
Oh, so it's your parents that give you the card and say, happy birthday, son or daughter. Today's your 18th birthday, but now you have to make the decision A or B. Where the fuck was this spot educated?
Where were you educated, Sean?
Just common sense.
Well, Sean, how old are you?
19.
You're 19. Okay, so what are you going to do if you have kids one day and they say to you, hey, Dad, I like a boy, if it's a boy or a girl, if it's a girl, what are you going to do?
I don't care. I support them.
But yeah, you think this disco shouldn't have gone ahead, even if we're under a peaceful protest?
I wouldn't send them to a disco. I wouldn't send them to a gay disco.
Right, so you'd restrain your kids from going out to a disco to celebrate the way their life they chose, would you?
Yeah, they can make a decision, but they can't actually.
But
they might regret it when they're older.
Why would they regret it? It's, the only way they regret it is bigots like you who put people down for making their life choices that they deem evil or bad. So why not just open your mind a bit and say to them that it's okay to be whatever fucking way you want?
It's okay to be gay, lesbian or bisexual, nothing else.
Nothing else. All right, so you're putting... there you go, you're putting limitations on your kids, yeah?
Yeah, they're not able to... I wouldn't let them change gender or anything. If they want to do that, they can get the fuck out of the house.
Well, you know what, mate? I've never said these words to a person in my life, but I hope to God you're fucking sterile.
Trevor, can I ask you, when it comes to the sort of attitude that we're hearing from Sean here, the fact that this teenage disco had to be postponed because of hate, what do you think of that?
It's disgraceful, Agent. The disco should have gone ahead. The guard should have been there to arrest any fucker who tried to influence a child not to go into that place. Because at the end of the day, they're only celebrating the choice they've made in their life. And nobody should be there to oppress them. No way.
Some believe, as you've heard from clowns, and I'm going to keep calling him a clown because he is, from clowns like Sean, he's basically saying 13 to 16-year-olds don't know their own minds, basically. That's what he's arguing.
Adrian, what age did you know your own mind?
Oh, when I was 12.
What age did you decide to start smoking?
When I was 13.
You made that decision. Okay, what age did you decide that you wanted to go out with a girl?
When I was 13.
This is sounding a lot like a younger than 18-year-old. And this fucking Muppet would have you believe it's only 18-year-olds that make that decision. Listen, Adrian, I have 5 kids. One or two of them are older than 18. One or two of them are younger than 18. And I wouldn't give a shit if they came in and said, Dad, today I'm a bloody fairy or a Martian and I want to be painted green and go around the fucking place thinking I'm an alien. Wouldn't bother me.
Let me ask you.
As long as they're happy.
Okay, are you shocked to hear a young man like that guy, Sean, with the sort of attitudes that he has?
Not really, because, Adrian, a lot of people think in this great world and, well, especially in this country, that Ireland is a very forward-thinking country because I think we were the first to legalise gay marriage or something like that, and then they think, oh yeah, Ireland's great, I'm great. It's not. Ireland still has a very negative attitude towards gay people and gay friends, and the fact that I was in town only a few weeks ago, my mate, and he wouldn't even embrace his partner, he wouldn't hold his hand, it just made me feel sick because he said to me, I'll still get the abuse, I'll still get the looks, and it's just not worth the hassle. Like, imagine someone dictating to you can't be affectionate towards your partner in public. That just says to me, this country's still full of lowlifes. I mean, you have someone as young as that Muppet to have that mentality. I'd love to know who he was groomed by to have that mentality.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Stay there for a moment, Trevor. 0858252626 if you want to squeeze in a quick message before we wrap this up. Tom is a gay man.
Hi, Lance. Tom here. I'm 44. I was gay back in Ireland when it was illegal to be gay. Definitely faced discrimination over the years, but I've never been one to celebrate Pride or get involved. I don't see the need. I've got the same rights and abilities as everybody else, and I think in recent years it's changed a lot, and I think it's definitely, there is a divide, whether people say there is or there isn't, with the whole trans non-binary element, that not everybody who wasn't originally LGBT is now involved or interested in the rest of this, it's very different.
All right, Tom, thanks very much indeed. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hiya.
Now, Sarah, what do you want to say on this?
I'm also gay, and I'm not ashamed to be. It did take me a while to figure it out, I won't lie, but that's really it. I'm gay. And
I mean, when you say it took you a while to figure it out, what age were you trying to figure it out?
In my 20s, I kind of knew in my mind, because all my friends had like boyfriends, all my sisters have kids and all, but I wasn't really sure of it then.
And one of the points that Sean was arguing, not that I agree with anything he said, is that you don't know your own mind until you're 18. You don't know for certain that you're gay, for example, until you're 18. What do you think of that? And this comes back to the point of this teenage disco being for 13 to 15 year olds.
Yeah.
Or 13 to 16 year olds.
In a way, he might have a point there, kind of, because it doesn't kind of, for me, I didn't know when I was younger. Like, I only figured it out as I knew, the more I went along, the more all my friends, like, had boyfriends and kids and all that were getting married. I was going to hens, and I didn't really like what I was seeing. I just was more attracted to girls. So, in a way, I kind of might agree with him there.
So, for you, it was a slow...
Nobody should be ashamed for it.
No, but for you, it was just a slow thing for you, for the penny to finally drop, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much.
But do you think that somebody who is age 13 to 16, which is what this disco was aimed at, do you think that somebody of that age can know and be fairly certain? I can tell you, when I was 13... I was mad into girls. I couldn't get enough of them.
Yeah. I suppose they can, yeah. I suppose, yeah. They mightn't be fully sure, like, but they can know, yeah. Yeah.
All right. But you're out and proud now, as they say, Sarah. Has that made it?
I am, yeah. I'm celebrating Pride this month, so get the colours out.
And what difference did it make in your life to finally, after... much penny dropping for you to realise and come out to friends and family. What difference does that make in your life?
I just felt a lot more free, just kind of to be myself. I didn't have to worry about anything anymore.
Okay, so life is better.
About since, being different. Like.
Yes, so life is better now that you're out.
Yeah, well,
good
definitely.
To talk to you. And enjoy celebrating Pride. Yeah. Thanks very much indeed, Sarah. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Jonathan.
Well, that's a good topic. I can't come on today, but... if those children's parents give them permission to go to this disco, that's got nothing to do with anybody else. That's the parents making decisions with them and their children. I don't agree with cancel events like that. My biggest issue, like I said to you last before, is I sent you the video. A lot of you watching it. But that kind of nonsense that goes around under that Pride flag is the stuff I'm talking about, and that's what I'm against. What grown men are doing on the streets, in public, in front of children and all that. But now, look, if children want to go to a Pride disco and their parents are happy enough to send them to it, there should be no problem. There should be nobody protesting outside of them buildings. My just issue with the whole thing is, like I said just before, it's what goes on in public. And public display in front of children when it comes to that flag. All right, cheers, boys. Enjoy. And tell Jess not to feel too bad about her. There are arseholes everywhere. And she is who she is, and she'd be very proud of who she is. All right, cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, Jonathan, thanks very much indeed. And one final message from Hannah.
Great show, as always. My name is Hannah. I'm 31 years of age. I'm a female. I got married last year to a female. We're obviously both gay. I came out when I was 12 years of age for the first time. I knew when I was very, very young, much younger than 12, that I was gay. Being gay is probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. It's the hardest experience I've ever had in my life. It is the most isolating feeling in the entire world when you come out and people treat you differently from the get-go. They call you names, they ridicule you, they criticize you. Everything you do, everything you say, you're treated like you're an absolute disease. I remember growing up as kids, we used to, you know, go to teenage discos and, you know, my friends would be trying to get me to kiss a few boys, it might make you not gay. You know, I never wanted to be gay. I still don't want to be gay because of the world that we live in. You know, I don't go to gay pride because I don't enjoy the fact to celebrate that I'm a lesbian, but I am who I am. My wife is who she is. But at the end of the day, like, putting threats against a kid's disco, like, what type of absolute fucking scumbag are you to do something like that? You know, when I came out first, that the idea of having a teenage disco for young people like myself who were gay and trying to figure out what all these different feelings and emotions were, that would have been absolutely incredible to experience. To experience having other people to talk to and listen to and hear their side of the story and hear how they cope with things. But to put threats against something like this is just absolutely diabolical. Like, you're nothing but a fucking scumbag, whoever did that. Like, I don't personally, you know, my wife and I, we don't hold hands when we're out walking in public because people stare at us. I've been called a faggot. I've been called a dyke. You know, we've had people spit at us. I've had coffee thrown at me. I've quit jobs because I was bullied for being gay. You know, I don't promote the fact that I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian tattooed across my forehead. And I'm still treated differently. As soon as people hear the word girlfriend or wife, when it comes from another female's mouth, they instantly react differently. Unless you're part of the small percentage of people that couldn't care less and just smile and say, okay, whatever. You know, it just shows that we have an awful long way to go. And no matter how far we think we've come in this country, we have such a long way to go. And I don't know, I just said I'd send you this voice clip, but yeah, basically being gay is not a choice, but being homophobic is.
Brilliant message, Hannah, to finish off today's Opinions Matter. Isn't that
and
very
well,
powerful?
Hannah, just as I'm listening to, and that was very powerful. Thanks for, I think it's the first time she's come out to us on the show. She's a regular as well. The thing about it is, I've just listened to some of the points you made about, you know, people, when they hear you're lesbian spitting at you and the homophobic comments, the hypocrisy of that, because the fact is, the vast majority of men watch lesbian porn.
Yeah, they do. That's the guy saying
turned on by lesbian porn. That's how fucking stupid homophobes are.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each day we upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.